Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Rick Villotta joins us. He covers tourism and gaming for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Here for the whole show, an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing, because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Meet Nevada HealthLink, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada HealthLink, our plans are made for your plans.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good time's a tamer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Rick Villotta. He covers tourism and gaming for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it seemed like minutes after you agreed to do the program again, you pushed out an article that was about the supplemental airport at Ivanpah, and get us up to speed on some of the things that have been announced now as we move forward with this.
Well, that we're actually in a process now where there are people making public comments about certain aspects of the supplemental airport, Southern Nevada supplemental airport in the Ivanpah Valley. Today is Wednesday for me, and that is that means that it's the second day of three public hearings that are being conducted by the Federal Aviation Administration and the Bureau of Land Management. They're called scoping meetings, and what that basically means is that the agencies that are overseeing this environmental process are trying to seek out what organizations and agencies they need to reach out to in order to make a final report. And this environmental impact statement process is very lengthy. In fact, once we start with these scoping meetings this week, we won't be having any kind of conversation publicly until about 2 years from now. That's how long it's going to take for the organizations to do the work that they need to do to produce this environmental impact statement. So we've seen a little bit of something that's kind of new is that we've seen some of the environmental organizations come together and decide that they are going to come up against the airport. And I think that this is probably something that is expected. We're always going to see some environmental backlash on major projects of this kind. But the fact is that the airport that we are looking to build south of Las Vegas is very important because the capacity is reaching pretty high levels for Harry Reid International Airport in town.
And there is a project about to be underway for around $4 billion to sexy up the current airport, because as anybody knows who's traveled through there, compared to other major airports around the world, especially tourism destinations, Harry Reid at this point is not up to snuff. So what are you hearing about that at this point?
It's in a process right now. They're trying to get some of the details together. It'll expand the number of gates at Harry Reid International to a substantial number that will help bridge the gap between when the new airport in southern, south of Las Vegas is done. So it's kind of a bridge to that. But it's still a pretty big project in terms of what they're investing in Harry Reid. Harry Reid's numbers actually came out this morning. They were down. So what I think that the airport people are hoping is that by increasing the appeal of this airport, that there will be more passenger flow through it. So it's one of those things that, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you build onto it? And simultaneously, they're looking at developing this all-new airport with two runways south of Las Vegas.
As you and I have discussed previously, we're not going to be looking at the shutting down of Harry Reid. This literally is a supplemental airport, unlike Denver, where they opened the new airport and shut down the old airport. This one will be two airports actually running in tandem. The growth there, whatever people think now, the growth is going to be tremendous, because you've got almost 6,000 acres for the airport. You've got 17,000 acres for the development around the airport. And then in your article, you wrote that there was another 2,320 acres for flood mitigation. So, I mean, that's increased the project even larger.
Yeah, there are a number of offshoot projects in addition to building runways and a terminal building. We're talking about a new exit off of Interstate 15. We're talking about beefing up an exit near Sloan on I-15 as well. There's an area just east of the airport footprint, specifically for flood control. So there has to be some work done on that in order to keep it. It's being built near the Roach Dry Lake, which isn't dry all the time. Sometimes when it rains a lot, it fills up with water. So it's something that they have to pay attention to in order for the airport to continue to operate.
When I was talking to MJ Maynard from the RTC not too long ago, I was asking her about transportation between Ivanpah and Las Vegas, and in particular the Strip. And she said, we have no money for that. So where do you think the money would come from? Is this going to be federal money?
In all likelihood, federal grants and money from the federal government will be the primary source of revenue for building these things. They can't really apply for that or get anything solid on that until the environmental impact statement is completed. So that's what the process is right now. As I said, a lengthy process. Once they get that completed, assuming that they do complete it, I mean, there is opposition, obviously. But once that gets completed, then you'll start seeing movement toward getting the federal funding necessary to build a lot of this this airport.
One of the things that you didn't take a stab at in your article was the cost of this. And we've had previous estimates from Jim Gibson from 2019 that you were looking at about $14 billion. But in talking to several architects who potentially could build on the project, they've told me that to compete with the finest airports around the world, which I think Las Vegas needs to do, you're probably looking at north of $20 billion.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be the largest public works project in Nevada history once they get to that point. They haven't talked about multiples of billions of dollars, but just think the E-Gates over at Harry Reid International went for $4 billion. So when you're talking about, you know, $14 to $20 billion, I mean, that's a pretty astonishing number, but there's a lot of work to be done too. It's not just the airport, but it's also some of the things that are going on around it.
Rosemary Vasiliadis, of course, has announced her retirement and after a wonderful career at the airport. Has there been discussion of whether a promotion will come from internally or will be a national search for a new director?
They haven't really specifically said how they're going to approach filling that position. It's my guess that they would probably look internally first. There are a couple of qualified people that are deputies at this time that could do the job. So I suspect that we'll be seeing or hearing some announcements on that within the next few weeks.
My suggestion would be that whoever they're thinking of hiring should be sent on a worldwide trip to look at some of the most fabulous airports around the world and then make it even better in Las Vegas.
Well, and the reality is that a lot of the those that are in deputy positions now have already made trips of that type. They've gone on other trips to do other things, and they just happen to go into the world's great airports. And, you know, we know what many of those are. The one in Singapore is fantastic. One in Hong Kong is fantastic. The one in Seoul, South Korea is fantastic. If we have something that's anywhere close to those, we'll be in really good shape. But we have to remember also that this is a supplemental airport. So maybe there won't be as big of a production on that as we are talking about now. Certainly, you want to welcome the international guests that are getting flying into this new airport. And we want to have a good impression once that those people arrive, not only internationals, but domestic passengers as well. So, you know, I expect it'll be a quality project, but I also don't expect it to be a world beater like Changi in Singapore or the airport in Hong Kong.
Okay, I'm going to make a bet with you that they make it something spectacular because they have no choice. Now
it has to be. It's Las Vegas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Rick Villotta after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Bellotto, who is the tourism and gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. A lot of discussion about the numbers for Las Vegas dropping in terms of hotel revenue and number of people coming, et cetera. But the comparisons with last year are really difficult because it was such an incredible year. How do you possibly match that? It had to be expected.
Yeah, the reality is that you can't compare because, and I think the financial world has a term for that called tough comparison. But one of the things that what we're seeing, though, is that even though there are some people who are not spending as much money, and we're seeing some drops in revenues at hotel properties because they're trying to attract some of the business back to them. But the reality is that it's an expensive place to visit when you've got high ticket prices for entertainment, sporting events, things of that nature. And then everybody who comes has to eat, and certainly the food outlets here are a little bit pricier than some of the other places that people, that tourists might visit. So even though there have been some movement to end resort fees temporarily or not collect parking revenue when people stop at some of these places, the big guys like MGM and Caesars Entertainment Properties have not budged on that. They want to maintain rates as best as they can. This has been something that some of the other luxury resorts have been insistent upon, and that is that they keep rates at a healthy rate for them so that they can continue to make money and satisfy their shareholders.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, for the quality that you're getting at these properties, they have to charge rates to be able to get there. I think that from my personal perspective, I would rather see what Ticketmaster is doing, which is now when you go online to buy a ticket, instead of all these fees showing up at the very end, from the very beginning of your experience on that website, you're seeing the prices as they will be. I was disappointed to go to a Vegas property a couple of months ago where I was supposed to get 3 hours free parking instead of $45 for the parking. With my Nevada driver's license, I was 3 hours and 15 minutes, and instead of charging me for the 15 minutes, they charged me the $45.
Yeah.
It was like, really? Come on, guys.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of nickel and diming that people, and it's not really nickels and dimes, it's big dollars in many cases. That's the kind of thing that are rubbing visitors the wrong way, and that's kind of why we've had some doldrums during the summer months. A lot of the people who visit here 4 and 5 times a year are maybe only coming twice or 3 times. And then those that are staying at some of the local properties, it's interesting to see that the Strip is what's really seeing the downturn. The locals properties in the community are doing just fine. So, what do you know? They don't charge for parking in the locals' properties. The resort fees are still in place, but a number of them are, as you say, they have to be disclosed thanks to the new FTC rules that say that. I don't think that they're particularly happy about that, but they still have to do it.
As you point out, Boyd and Stations are having fantastic quarters. Durango Station, I was reading with one of your colleagues, has not only is it doing very well financially, but it's attracting a much younger audience. And so that's good news for Las Vegas as well, because the average age is, what, 60 to dead.
Yeah, right. And the fact that they can get a younger demographic to come. And one of the things in the Station or Red Rock Resort's call yesterday was that they talked about how a number of the people that are coming to the Durango, for example, are they're casino workers that work on the strip, and yet they'll come to Durango to have a good time together, and they like the food. They certainly like the ambiance that Durango provides, and it seems like it's a home run for Red Rock Resorts and Station Casinos.
Yeah, to say the least. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Formula One after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation, and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He covers tourism and gaming for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Formula One seems to have made peace with a lot of people, or businesses, I should say, that have been critical of them over the last couple of years by making them partners in what they're doing. Not everybody, it seems, but certainly quite a few of the businesses. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing to see that they're not at each other's throats these days, because one of the things that when Formula One first came was the preparing of the track, so to speak, and that's the a lot of road construction that irritated a lot of people, and then when some of the details came out, I think a lot of businesses were disappointed because they actually lost business because of all the foot traffic and everything else that associated with Formula One. So it's kind of refreshing to see that the Formula One management has come out and actually made the peace with some of these properties, most notably Ellis Island. They are now partners in providing space for people to watch the race. Wouldn't have seen that 2 years ago or even last year, but that seems to have changed. And that's a very positive thing, I think, for the destination as a whole, because Formula One has its own distinctive audience. They're very high-rolling people that can spend a lot of money when they come here. Lots of international people among that group. And certainly that type of racing has a special appeal to those who like that open wheel racing.
Yeah, and I just saw the Formula One movie with Brad Pitt, and man, that is amazing. And makes me want to go to Formula One. I'm not sure I can afford it, but it certainly was exciting. We've got about a minute and a half left here. I just wanted to bring up the sphere. The Wizard of Oz is coming, but boy, has that sphere made a difference for Las Vegas all over the world.
Yeah, and it's a very visible reference point in Las Vegas. Whenever you fly into the airport, that's one of the first things that you see, very, very big and bright. People who may not have heard about it are finally realizing what it is. And those who have gone to some of the shows there just rave about it. My daughter just recently went to a performance of the Backstreet Boys and was just raving about how great it was because of the technology that's involved in that place. I think that part of the appeal of the Sphere is that they're now operating, 365 days a year, and they have multiple shows that are going in there, not just concerts, but movies. And that list of attractions is only going to grow and provide more revenue for the company in Madison Square Garden.
And it has a great nickname given to it by your colleague, John Katsalamidis, the Bulbous Wonder.
The Bulbous Wonder.
That's one of my favorites. Rick Velotta, never enough time with you, sir. Thank you so much for doing this as always.
Thanks for having me on, Sam. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can always watch our shows anytime on the website at nevadanewsmakers.com or the podcast. We have audio and video podcasts from all your favorite podcast locations and YouTube. Find us everywhere. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.